Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Sapiens International Corporation third quarter 2016 results conference call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. A brief question and answer session will follow the formal presentation. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded, November 7, 2016. It is now my pleasure to introduce your host, Mrs. Yaffa Cohen-Ifrah, Sapiens CMO and Head of Corporate Communications. Thank you, Mrs. Cohen. You may now begin.
Thank you, and good day, everyone. Our quarterly earnings release was issued before the market opened this morning, and it has been posted on the company's website at www.sapiens.com. Representing the company on the call today are Roni Al-Dor, President and CEO, and Roni Giladi, our CFO. Before we start, I would like to remind everyone that this conference call may contain projections or other forward-looking statements, and the safe harbor provision in the press release issued today also applies to the content of the call. Sapiens expressly disclaims any obligation to update or revise any of these forward-looking statements, whether because of future events, new information, a change in its view or expectations, or otherwise. Also, during the course of today's call, we will refer to certain non-GAAP financial measures. A reconciliation schedule showing GAAP versus non-GAAP results have been provided in our press release issued before the market opened this morning. A replay of this call will be available after the call on our investor relations section of the company's website or via the webcast link, which appear in the earnings release that we published today. I will turn the call over to Roni Al-Dor, President and CEO of Sapiens. Roni?
Thank you, Yaffa, and good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining the call today. Sapiens continued to deliver a strong financial result in third quarter. I remain very encouraged by our geographic expansion, our organic growth with both new and existing customer, and the potential of ongoing M&A opportunity to enhance our growth and profitability. During this call, we will provide a business update and discuss our third quarter financial results and our outlook for the remainder of the year. Today, we are reporting revenue of $56.5 million, up 22.4% over the third quarter of the last year. We delivered growth and improved performance across all of our offerings and in all territories we are operating in, driven by strong demand from existing customers and ramping sales from new customers. As in recent quarter, the demand of our product and services remains strong, and we continue to improve our position in the market by winning strategically important deals with new customer. We expect this momentum in sales to continue throughout the remainder of the year. We had a very busy quarter. We expand our strategic relationship with Medical Protection Society, MPS, with new multimillion-dollar agreement to lead the complex implementation of MPS membership system, a key component of the company's program to refresh their IT landscape. MPS had previously selected Sapiens ID/IT software suite to run its new membership system, and now MPS has decided to expand their business with us by selecting Sapiens to provide professional services to lead the implementation effort. Also, Menorah Mevtachim Insurance in Israel selected Sapiens ID/IT software suite in a new agreement value at over $10 million. Menorah had previously selected Sapiens to manage its life and pension, as well as their reinsurance line of businesses. In addition, during the quarter, 21st Century Insurance in the U.S., a division of Farmers Insurance, selected Sapiens Stingray P&C solution as its new policy administration system. In another multimillion euro agreement, LB Group selected the Sapiens ID/IT P&C software suite as its new policy administration solution. LB Group had previously selected Sapiens Reinsurance to manage its reinsurance program and help the company to comply with the European regulations. This new agreement covers the launch of 26 insurance products over the next 2 years and professional implementation of 4 LB Group brands. As part of our growth strategy and in order to expand our global footprint, we are focusing upon penetration new growing territories. The Nordic market, a leading center of insurance and technology innovation, is such a target market for Sapiens. As part of our strategy, we have increased our investment in that market and launched a new Nordic head office in Copenhagen. In addition, we have recruited Helle Hulmer as the Sapiens Regional Director. Helle has extensive experience from sales and IT and software companies such as IBM, and has worked for more than 30 years with a client in Nordic financial sector. For the past 15 years, she has worked in consulting with core system transformation in insurance as well as life and pension, latest as a partner in Deloitte Consulting. In our life line of business, 2 weeks ago, we announced that Generali Nederland selected the Sapiens Closed Books solution to manage its run-off portfolios. Generali Nederland is part of Generali Group, one of the largest European insurance provider. We are seeing a strong interest in our Closed Books offering across the European continent. Meanwhile, we are very active in engaging some new key solution partners during the quarter to help our customer to embrace modern solution beyond the core. We partnered with Life.io, enhanced our digital suite by integration with Life.io digital transformation solution for life insurance, enabling carriers to offer a personalized and digital customer experience to policyholders. Sapiens also partners with iDomo to add personalized video capabilities to our insurance portfolio for both life and P&C. This particular partnership will allow our insurance customer to provide unique customer experience to their end users. More strategically, both of these partnerships, Life.io and iDomo, are part of our commitment to support our customer journey to the digital evolution. In today's world, the expectation of policyholders are changing rapidly, and Sapiens is working to stay ahead of both industry and consumer trends by offering our carrier customer a complete innovation digital suite of solutions. In the third quarter, we announced the upcoming launch of several new products and capabilities. In the first quarter of 2017, Sapiens ALIS policy administration solution will be expanded to include support of group life and will be one of the only systems that support the whole range of hybrid group, worksite, and individual life solution on a single platform. We have identified the growing need in modern group life solution, and we are set to service the many carriers that want to do so with a single system. We have invested in re-architecting Sapiens ALIS so that the multi-line carriers will be able to leverage a common platform in the near future. We also launched a consumer and agent portal for life and P&C insurance. The Sapiens portal, along with Sapiens Intelligence, will enable our customers to provide both consumers and agents a fully digital self-service experience. Regarding our decision product, we are working to expand the existing capability of Sapiens Decision by introducing a pre-integrated advanced analytic component with the coming years. This will help our customer drive digital insights for their organization across multiple industries. Furthermore, we launched the Sapiens Decision version 6.1 upgrade. This suite feature improve integration capabilities with enterprise applications. In quarter three, our product continued to be recognized and awarded by the industry analyst. The Sapiens ALIS policy administration system won a vendor award from the Aite Group. ALIS was recognized for its outstanding preparation for future data intake, recognizing ALIS' readiness to support the Internet of Things and wearable electronic medical record capabilities. Sapiens was recognized as one of the three notable vendors among the 40 evaluated who have worked diligently on the front end of the policy process when it's come to new businesses and underwriting. Further, in the recent Gartner report, Sapiens ALIS received the highest scores in three separate categories and was the top three at the other three in evaluation of 15 North America life insurance vendors. We are very proud of this achievement, recognize our devotion to innovation, and our commitment to remain at the technology forefront. We continue to make ongoing R&D investment to improve our core product and to maintain the leadership position in the market. We also see demand in new areas such as mobile access, self-services, Internet of Things, and wearable technology that we are targeting with this investment. We are working closely with our customers and prospects to make sure we address their current and future business needs. In September, we hosted a global client conference in Atlanta, attracting more than 150 participants from 13 countries. During the event, we shared our vision and roadmap and continued the dialogue we maintain with our customers. To conclude my portion, I would like to summarize the key highlights. We posted yet another strong quarter, highlighted by double-digit revenue growth and double-digit operating margin. We continue to win new customers and expand our business with existing customers across all of our products in all of our territories. And we continue to invest in our product to maintain our leadership position. We remain confident that we will continue to achieve double-digit growth throughout 2016. I would now like to turn the call over to Sapiens CFO, Roni Giladi, to discuss our financial situation and outlook. Roni.
Thank you, Roni, and good morning, everyone. Before I jump into our results for the third quarter, as a reminder, we are presenting our results on a non-GAAP basis, which we believe give a clear view into operational states of the business. There is a detailed reconciliation showing a GAAP to non-GAAP result in the financial tables of the earnings press release. Revenue in the third quarter was up 22.4% from the third quarter of 2015. This quarter, we started to consolidate Maximum Processing results. Our organic growth this quarter without the acquisition of Maximum Processing was above 18%. If we are also eliminating the impact of the devaluation of the British pound as a result of Brexit, our organic growth this quarter was above 20%. Looking at the geographic breakdown of our revenue, in the third quarter, we maintained a diverse geographic mix with a double-digit revenue growth in North America, Europe, and APAC. Our revenue in North America represented 34.9% of total revenue. Europe, which we include the Israeli operation, represented 50.8% of our total revenue, and APAC represents 14.3% of total revenue. Our gross profit this quarter was $23.6 million compared to $20.7 million in the same quarter of last year. Gross margin this quarter was 41.8%, down from 44.9% in the third quarter of last year. Our gross margin this quarter declined compared to previous quarter, mainly due to the increase in our investment in the recruitment and training of our delivery team to support our current and future revenue growth, and due to the impact of the devaluation of the British pound that had impact approximately 1% on our margin compared to the same quarter of last year. R&D expenses in the third quarter of 2016 totaled $5.8 million compared to $4 million in the same quarter of last year. As Ronnie said earlier, in addition to our ongoing investments in our core products, we maintained elevated R&D investments in our complementary digital suites, Sapiens BI, Sapiens Portal, and new group capabilities to our Life product. SG&A expenses totaled $10.4 million this quarter compared to $9.7 million in the third quarter of last year. The increase in SG&A was the result of our ongoing increase in sales and marketing investments to win new business and to support our future growth, and the impact of the first-time consolidation of Maximum Processing. Our operating income for the third quarter of 2016 increased by 5.5% to $7.3 million from $7 million in the third quarter of last year, representing 13% of total revenue. Our adjusted EBITDA this quarter totaled $8.1 million, increased by 8.3% from the $7.5 million in the third quarter of last year, and reflecting 14.4% of total revenue for the quarter compared to 16.2% of last year. The reduction in operating and EBITDA margin is mainly due to higher investment in delivery and product investment. Tax expenses this quarter was $1.6 million, representing an effective non-GAAP tax rate of about  20.6% as compared to $1.2 million in the third quarter of last year. Net income for the quarter was $6 million or $0.12 per diluted share, up from $5.8 million or $0.12 per diluted share in the third quarter of last year. Turning to our balance sheet, as of September 30th, 2016, we had cash and cash equivalents and security investments of approximately $97 million with no debt, compared to $94 million as of end of 2015. I would like to remind you that this amount is post the payment for Maximum Processing. Turning to our 2016 guidance, we are reiterating our full-year revenue guidance of $211 million-$215 million, or annual revenue growth of 18%-20%. In fact, we currently expect a full-year revenue to come in the high end of the range we provided. This is despite the impact of the continuous devaluation of the British pound in the fourth quarter. We are maintaining our short-term investments in delivery and R&D, sales and marketing to support our accelerated growth. Thus, we reiterate our full-year 2016 operating margin in the range of 13.5%-14%. At this point, I would like to turn the call back to Roni Al-Dor for closing comments. Roni?
Thank you, Roni. Our third quarter was marked by continued strong financial performance based on a business model that generates revenue from a diverse yet complementary suite of solutions across geographies and product sets. We expect to continue to win new customers and expand our businesses with existing clients across all of our products and geographies, and we expect to expand our market reach with another strategic acquisition. We remain confident that we are on track to reach our double-digit growth target for 2016. I would like now to turn the call over to the operator for Q&A. Operator, please poll for questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If you're using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Please ask your questions in a loud and clear voice. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. The first question is from Bhavan Suri of William Blair. Please go ahead.
Hey, guys. thanks for taking my questions. I apologize for the background noise. I'm on a plane, but congrats and nice job. Ronnie, just a quick question first. It seems like the Nordics and that whole European region are doing very well. Just a little color on sort of who you're winning against for both Alice and IDIT, and sort of, you know, what's driving the significant large deal activity in that region.
Hi, Bhavan. Yes, we 2 years ago we decided we want to enter to explore a new territory, and we start to invest marketing and sales. And yes, we start to see the results, mainly on the PMC business. And I think one of the main advantages that we are coming is our business model. So besides the product, the Sapiens business model that we are providing, the software and the services, and right now talking about software and the services, and all the integration with BI and Portal and everything. So they like the way that what we are working. Most of the deal we are against Guidewire, Fadata, and few local player like TIA.
Great, that's helpful. And then when you look at why you win, is it because of the integration with SaaS and BI, or is it because of sort of the policy management or billings components?
In most of the cases is full end-to-end, so there is no question around our product. We have advantage, again, mainly on the policy, but they're also happy with all the rest. In terms of the product, they like to see that we are coming with end-to-end, include all the, and they are not working with two players like local SI and the vendors.
Got it. And then just touch a little bit on the pipeline for decision. Obviously, that's been doing well historically. A little bit of how you started to sell it into insurance, and then just sort of how that pipeline is trending. Thanks.
Yes, as you know, Decision is a disruptive technology, so it's, again, takes the main issue there, the challenges that we have, it take more time because we need to educate, to explain, going through the POC, and then it's a term license. So the pipeline in terms of size is big, but to close deal, it take time.
Got it. And then just one quick one for Ronnie G. You know, you obviously had a nice beat. You raised to the high end of the range. I'm just surprised you didn't raise a little more given the strength. Is there something sequentially that we might be missing, or is just sort of your natural sort of just prudent approach?
Hi, Bhavan. I think, you know, the company and the way that we are, we like to act in conservative mode. We took the range of 211 to 215, and we said that we are going to hit the high end of the range. And this is despite the additional devaluation of the UK pound against the dollar that is hit us by additional about $2 million. So despite this, we feel very comfortable with it in the high range. If it will be surprised and we can be this also, let's see for Q4.
Great. Thanks, guys. Thanks again for taking my questions, and congrats.
Thank you, Bhavan.
The next question is from Mayank Tandon of Needham & Company. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Great job, guys, once again. Just a few questions. So just to follow up on Bhavan's question about the pipeline, I'm just trying to get a sense of, I know you're not giving guidance for 17 right now, but just based on what you're seeing in the market, your win rate, what's your sense of how 17 is shaping up? If you could just give us maybe some you know, broader context around how we should look at growth versus, say, what you will end up in 16.
Hi, Mayank. This is Ronnie. We usually provide guidance by about February when we announce Q4 results for 2016, and probably will be duplicate this again this year. As we look at our pipeline and the current backlog that we see, we'd like to expect organic growth of the rate of 15%, as we're saying, year over year. If we can accelerate this organically or through M&A, probably we'll do so. But we'll provide this on February of 2017. What we can see right now is the pipeline is in the pins is very strong, and the others are also improving.
Right. Okay. And then in terms of margins, too, just wanted to get your sense. You obviously are going through an investment cycle here, and you've talked about that. very openly. But as you go into 2017, can we get back to some level of margin expansion? Again, without quantifying it, but just maybe more broadly speak to your thoughts on where you think margins will go over time.
I would like Mike to answer on the midterm level, not on 2017. We are, as we mentioned last quarter, we reduced the operating margin to about 13.5%-14%. We reiterate this guidance for this year. As we continue down the year, we'd like to additionally invest in the R&D. We'll see benefit to this. We talked about earlier question was about pipeline. Because of the investment, we see bigger pipeline for us, so we'll continue. So guidance for 2017 probably will provide on next year, early next year, but the midterm goal of 16-17, which is in 2-3 years, this is stay in the same. Let me remind everyone that the business on ongoing basis without Decision is today around 15.5%, something like that.
Right. That's helpful. And then a final question from me on the M&A side. I think you mentioned in your prepared remarks about you're doing more acquisitions. Could you just give us a sense of should we expect maybe a larger deal or a series of tuck-in deals? And then what are some of the niches that you're looking to acquire into, and how are the valuation expectations out there in the market for the potential acquisitions?
Okay. Hi. You ask a lot of questions. I try to give the full answer. We organize ourselves to do more scouting, meaning to talk to more potential M&A as before. So our pipeline is much better than the past. The valuation is still an issue. So we are losing business because valuation, for some reason, and we try to understand why the PE is paying more than strategic like us, but this is the life. But overall, we have more in the shortlist right now. That's people that we are talking, but it's in the process. In terms of big versus small, we are open to big and small, sometimes. But we are talking for both sides right now. And the main reason for that we are looking for is customer base and complementary solution. Again, Sapiens prefer to stay in the insurance business worldwide, and sometimes we want to penetrate to new territory, on the same territory, to have more presence and more complementary. But definitely, we plan to continue with our core main product is what we are bringing. But again, we can find a company that can give us some value added.
Great. That's helpful. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from Tavy Rosner of Barclays. Please go ahead.
Oh, hi, everyone. Most of my questions were answered already. I was just wondering with the new wings, congratulate on the wins. Broadly speaking, do you feel that in order to get those wins, you had to kind of make an effort on pricing in order to be more competitive, or just you didn't win thanks to price? How do you feel competitive environment at the moment?
Yes, it's all the time, sales for new deals, you have a competitive environment, so then sometimes it's fixed price, so the price is an issue, and sometimes it depends on the situation. We are decrease the price list that we want to have. So the answer is there is a price pressure, depend on the case.
Okay, that's helpful. And with regards to M&A, you mentioned that you have a pipeline for potentially doing strategic move. Would that be with regards to acquiring someone with complementary product or clients or perhaps even integration? What kind of directions you're looking at?
Exactly what you mentioned. So we are looking for a client base and a complementary solution. But again, not something that we don't plan to replace any of our product. It's mainly complementary that we prefer to some in the ecosystem that we have.
Okay, that's great. Thank you, Roni.
Thank you.
If there are any additional questions, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. Please stand by while we poll for more questions. There are no further questions at this time. Before I ask Mr. Al-Dor to go ahead with his closing statement, I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call is scheduled to begin in 2 hours. In the U.S., please call 1-888-269-0005. In Israel, please call 03-925-5929. And internationally, please call 972-39-255-929. Mr. Al-Dor, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Yes. Thank you for you and the operator, and thank you to all of the participating and for joining us today. Have a good day. See you next quarter.
Thank you. This concludes the Sapiens International Corporation third quarter 2016 results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.